Welcome to JAWS for Windows 3.0 Basic Training Tape Number 4. My name is Eric Damery. This tape is tone indexed, and you can fast forward to the first beep. Please note that the topics covered on this JAWS for Windows Basic Training Tape are applicable to both versions 3.0 and 3.2 of JAWS for Windows. Refer to your JAWS for Windows 3.2 installation and upgrade tape and the What's New section in the JAWS Help menu for information on enhancements and improvements specific to JAWS for Windows version 3.2. The table of contents for tape 4 follows. Side 1, beep 1. JAWS for Windows Online Help. Beep 2, JAWS for Windows Reading in a DOS Window. Beep 3, JAWS for Windows with Software Synthesizers. Beep 4, JAWS for Windows Help for customizing. Beep 5, the Dictionary Manager. Table of Contents for Side 2, Beep 1, Changing and Deleting Dictionary Rules. Beep 2, the Configuration Manager. Beep 3, the Keyboard Manager. And Beep 4, Contact Information for Henter Joyce. In this section, we will be covering the JAWS for Windows online documentation, the JAWS for Windows help system. Now, we've looked at several features in JAWS for Windows, several other types of help, the keyboard help with insert 1 on the number row to toggle keyboard help on and off so that you can find out what specific keystrokes do. We looked at the insert F1 feature in JAWS for Windows. That was the one used for context-sensitive help. When you're sitting on the Start menu and you did insert F1, you find information out about that menu and how to use it. We also looked a little at insert H. That gives you the JAWS keystrokes, such as insert T for title and things like that. So insert H will give you some pointers on what JAWS keystrokes might be available at that point when you're running Windows. Well, this is the online help documentation. The information that is also found in manuals and things like that are going to be found in the online help system. So, I've got everything else shut down, but I do have 95 running with JAWS for Windows running. If I do insert J, I'll land in the JAWS window.
JAWS.
Tap the Alt key, go to the menu bar.
Menu bar, file.
And moving to the right, we will get down to where we find the help on menu bar.
Voices, utilities, language, help.
There it is. I'll press enter here.
Enter. Menu active. JFW help topics. F1.
Now there's several things in this list. I'd like to go through the list of options in the menu and we'll come back to help topics. So pressing down arrow.
Quick reference.
Quick reference is a section that has all the quick reference, just the basic keystrokes in JAWS and many in Windows, what the keystroke is and what it does. This is also available in print and in Braille. You should have a copy of it. Pressing down arrow.
What's new?
This shows you the major changes from JAWS for Windows earlier versions up to the 3.0 version. It's good to read this over and you should watch for it when you get future upgrades as well. Pressing down arrow.
Customizing JFW.
This is a very good section that we will go through and look at in detail because for the next couple of tapes here, we'll be covering several JAWS utilities that give you the ability to customize how JAWS for Windows will work. And this section gives you a very good overview. I'll take you back into this and point it out. Let's keep looking down the list.
Technical support dot dot dot.
Tech support. Let's go into this.
Enter. Leaving menus. Tech support dialog. JAWS for Windows technical support is available by phone between the hours of 8:30 a.m. and 5 p.m. Monday to Friday, Eastern Standard Time, 813-803-8000, or toll-free at 800-336-5658. Please be prepared to give us your JFW serial number and be ready to take notes. You can also reach tech support via email at jaws@hj.com. The Henter Joyce.
I stopped it there. I wanted to let it read that first few bits of information. Remember this box. If you do need tech support, you might want to come in and review it just to remind yourself what you need and how you can get tech support as far as phone numbers and an email address. If it is possible for you to email your questions in, that can be very useful to us. Oftentimes you can call on the phone and we may not be able to duplicate your problem immediately. So if you can give us as much detail as possible via email, you should get a response back fairly quickly. Also, be prepared with your serial number. Always have your serial number and provide that when you're calling or emailing. Now you can press Escape or Enter to leave this dialog box.
Enter.
And then just do Alt-H and open up the Help menu again.
Alt-H, menu active. Help, JFW Help Topics, F1.
Now, in the technical support box, it told you about having your JFW serial number handy. How do you get that? Well, let's down arrow past technical support.
Quick reference. What's new? Customizing JFW. Technical support ... About JAWS for Windows ...
Here's your about box. This is like many other programs where you can go in and find out information about your specific version of JAWS for Windows.
Enter. Leaving menus. About JAWS for Windows dialog. JAWS for Windows job access with speech version 3.00.62 serial number :1000 software maintenance.
Okay, I silenced speech. So this is where you can find your specific serial number to provide when you need technical support. It also shows your version number. You ought to provide that as well, just so that the tech support people know exactly what you're working with. I'll press Enter to leave the About box.
Enter.
And go back into the Help menu by doing another Alt-H.
Alt-H. Menu active. Help. JFW Help Topics. F1.
JFW Help Topics. F1. So this is like in Windows when you're in an application and you press F1 to get help. Well, this is where you would land. If you were in the JAWS window and you just press F1, you'd land here under Help Topics, and let's start here.
Enter. Leaving menus. JAWS. JAWS for Windows. Help Topics JAWS for Windows dialog. Contents page. Preview. Book getting help closed.
Now, this is just like the WordPad help we had looked at in earlier sections, or the Windows help. We landed on the contents page. There's also an index page that has an index of all the subjects and books, or topics and books, in the JAWS help. And there's a find page, which allows you to search for specific words or phrases. Well, I landed on a Getting Help book, and it was closed. Let's open it with a right arrow.
Getting Help.
Now it's an open book, and we'll drop down.
Topic types of help available.
Here's a topic.
Book JAWS help closed.
I'll open this one.
JAWS help.
And down arrow.
Topic JAWS online help. Topic JAWS help keys. Topic how to use online help. Topic Windows help. Book using the keyboard closed.
Okay. We saw several help topics there, and if you're unfamiliar with how to use help, this is a good idea to go through. I want to go back up to that how to use online help.
Topic Windows help. Topic how to use online help.
Let's start by looking at this.
Enter. JAWS for Windows. How to use online help. Most Windows 95 help systems use multi-page dialogs. These dialogs consist of the contents, index, and find page. See, use multi-page dialogs for an explanation on maneuvering within these dialogs. The contents page provides an outline of the main help titles arranged in a list. The list includes topics and books. Topics are single pages of information, while books contain either additional topics or additional books. For additional information, see, use the contents page. The index page contains an edit field and a list of index entries. Use this page when you want to search for a specific topic. For additional information, see, use the index page. The find page enables you to search for specific words and phrases in help topics instead of searching for specific topics. For additional information, see, use the find page. Important : when you are through reading a help window, press escape to close it. When you let a help window remain open, you block the document text on which you are presently working. Tip: activate the JAWS cursor and press Insert plus Control plus down arrow to say help window.
Said several things there and I let it read. Wherever it mentioned C, use something, that was a link that you can tab to and go in and look at those different things. Let's hit the tab key and see what happens.
Tab, use multi-page dialogs. Tab, use the contents page. Tab, use the index page. Tab, use the find page. Tab, JAWS cursor. Tab, use multi-page dialogs.
So there were five other links, hypertext links on this screen. where we can get in and get more information about that specific subject. And the last thing that was pointed out to us on this page was a tip I just want to review one more time. It said that if you want to read this with the JAWS cursor, you can use a command called the Say Help window, and that is holding down the control key, press insert down arrow. I think of it as a control say all.
How to use online help. Most Windows 95 help systems use multi-pitch dialogs. Maneuvering.
Now I stopped it, and you notice the JAWS cursor voice became active, and it got oriented at the very beginning of this page, and it lets me read it in detail with the JAWS cursor. When I stop it, it leaves the JAWS cursor on the last line that I was speaking, so I can start it again by just doing a say all. If I were to do a control say all again, it would move it back up to the first line of that particular page that's available to me at the moment. Now, it mentioned hitting escape will completely leave help, but hitting a T puts us back in help topics, and that's where I want to go back to right now.
PC cursor.
I turned on my PC cursor again and hit a T.
T. Help topics : JAWS for Windows dialog. Contents page. Preview. Topic: how to use online help.
So it's very beneficial to be up on the help system and how to read through it. You can get an awful lot of good information out of it. And remember, you can always Alt-Tab back and forth between the help topic that you're reading and the application that you're working in. Now, before we leave this help topics window, I'd like to go in and see how the index works. So I'm in my list of help topics. If I do a control tab, I should move to the index page.
One, type the first few letters of the word you're looking for. Edit. Index.
We landed on the index page in an edit field where we're supposed to type in the first few letters of the topic or the word that we're looking for. Well, let's type in dictionary.
D-I-C-T-I-O-N-A-R-Y.
And I'll hit the tab key.
Tab. To click the index entry you want and then click display. List box. Dictionary manager. 53 of 216.
So there were 216 items available to us through the index page, of which this is one of them. And we can move up and down, but I landed right on Dictionary Manager. I just press Enter at this point.
Enter. JAWS for Windows. The Dictionary Manager. The Dictionary Manager enables you to change the way JAWS processes words through your synthesizer. There are two ways to start the Dictionary Manager: : from the utility menu within the JAWS window, or by the keystroke Insert plus D. If you...
I hit the control key to silence speech. I think you get an idea of how this works. You can utilize the index feature to kind of narrow in your subject line of what you're trying to find and quickly move through that online help system. In this section, we'd like to cover JAWS for Windows speaking in a DOS box. Now, I don't have a DOS screen reader currently installed on the computer that I'm running, nor do I have a hardware synthesizer, internal or external, attached to this computer either. We are simply going to do this using the JAWS for Windows 3.0 product, and the software synthesizer I'm running currently, which is DeckTalk Access 32. I'm going to be able to go in to the Start menu and run a DOS prompt. It'll be a DOS box will open up on the screen, and JAWS for Windows will be talking there. Now, this could be a feature that you could take advantage of as well, but you can also, if you would like, tell JAWS for Windows to be silent in this DOS box and use your DOS screen reader that you have installed on your computer if you'd like. To begin with, I want to go to the Configuration Manager and show you where you make that decision. So if you hold down the Insert key and find 6 on the number row above the letters, press 6.
Explorer.jcf-JAWS Configuration Manager.
I landed in the Configuration Manager, and I want to load up the default file. In order to go in and make this change, you should have your default file loaded up.
Shift-Control-D.
That changed my file from Explorer to Default JCF. That'll be in my title line. If I do Insert T.
Title equals Default.jcf-JAWS Configuration Manager.
You should have that as well if you're going to look here. Do an Alt-S for Set Options.
Alt-S. Menu active. Set options. User options dot dot dot.
A later section of the tapes will be covering the configuration manager in detail. For the time being, I just want to go to this advanced options choices in this menu. You can down arrow or just press the letter A for advanced.
A. Leaving menus. Advanced options dialog. Use DOS screen reader and DOS windows checkbox not checked.
This checkbox right here is what you would have checked if you're going to be running another screen reader, such as a DOS screen reader, in your computer, along with JAWS for Windows. And if you choose to use your DOS screen reader, when you open up a DOS window while running Windows, you would want to have this checked. Notice mine was not checked, and I'm going to leave it that way. I'll press Escape to leave this.
Default.jcf.
I silenced it with the control key, and I'm going to do an Alt F4 to shut down the configuration manager.
Alt F4.
Okay, at this point, open up the Start menu by holding down Control and tapping Escape.
Control Escape. Start menu. Program submenu.
Choose Run with an R.
R. Leaving menus. Run dialog. Type the name of a program, folder, or document, and Windows will open it for you. Open colon edit combo.
Just type in the word command here.
C-O-M-M-A-N-D.
This opens a command prompt or DOS window.
Enter. MS-DOS prompt.
And that DOS box opens up. If I do a say line right now.
C:\Windows\Desktop greater.
I'm at a DOS prompt and I can type information in and it will echo back as I'm typing.
D-I-R. Enter.
I'm going to route the JAWS cursor to the PC cursor.
Route JAWS to PC.
The voice changes, and the mouse moves to the location of the PC cursor, and I'll press an up arrow.
3 dir left paren s right paren 2,256,424,960 bytes 3.
So it showed me how many directories were sitting under Windows\desktop.
2 file left paren s right paren 4,871 bytes.
And just pressing up arrow, I see the files. I'll move up and I'll be able to see what the name of these files and directories are.
MIPRE:\1 less dir greater 07-16-97136 p my briefcase.
So this is my briefcase.
JFWLMK 263-08-26-97148 pjfw.lmk.
And up again.
Test1.4600-08-25-97159p test1.doc.
That's a test document that was created during the taping. I'm going to move up one more time.
.dot less dir greater 07-16-97-12-46p dot dot.
Press home.
Home.
And I'm going to move to the right one word.
Less dir greater.
I just want to show an example here how the functionality of JAWS for Windows exists even though we're in a DOS window. I'm on less dir greater, and I'm going to open up the dictionary manager, which we'll be covering shortly here, by pressing down Insert D.
Press Control plus Shift plus D to modify the default dictionary file. Otherwise, changes will affect only the current application. ms-dos.jdf-jaws dictionary manager. Dialog. Add dot 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 button.
It opens the dictionary manager and loads up ms-dos.jdf, or JAWS dictionary file. I'll press Enter.
Enter.
Add dictionary definition dialog. Actual word edit. Less dir greater.
I'll tab to replacement.
Tab.
Replacement word edit.
And I'll type in directory.
D-I-R-E-C-T-O-R-Y. Enter.
Dialog. Add dot 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 button.
Do a Control S to save that change.
Control S.
And then Alt F4 from the dictionary.
Alt F4.
MS-DOS prompt.
Now I'll do a say line.
Dot dot directory 07-16-97-12-46p dot dot.
Notice the less dir greater is changed into directory now because that dictionary rule has applied in this DOS prompt window. That's a little bit about the DOS window. And you can choose to use JAWS for Windows, especially if you're doing some basic DOS things. If you're trying to run some DOS applications and you're comfortable with your DOS screen reader and have set files already created for them, you might want to check that checkbox in the configuration manager and be able to run your DOS screen reader while opening up DOS windows. If you do an insert F1, you'll find out some information about this. I'll do it now.
This is a DOS window. You can close this window by typing exit and pressing the Enter key. To switch between this window and your other applications, use Alt plus Tab.
So just typing exit here will close down the DOS window, land us back where we were in the Windows environment. But it also points out that you can use Alt-Tab and switch between this application just as you would with a word processing program or anything else in the Windows environment. I'll type exit to leave.
E-X-I-T.
And press enter.
Enter.
Now, one of the most exciting new features of JAWS for Windows 3.0 is that it's a 32-bit application, and as of this release, we are now supporting software synthesizers, of which there are many on the market, many that we're testing with and looking at for distribution direct from Henter Joyce, but there are some things I want to go in and show you and explain to you in this section. Now, to begin with, I'll point out that I have three different software synthesizers currently installed on this computer, of which a couple we've listened to so far on the basic training tapes. DeckTalk Access 32 software, which is a brand new product released from Digital about the same time frame here that we're releasing the 3.0 version. We've also listened to the Keynote multimedia software program from Pulse Data International out of New Zealand. And I still have that installed. We'll look at that. And a third software synthesizer called Eloquence, which we are still doing some testing on. And at the time of release of the 3.0 version, we have not made available at this point, but it could be available during some point here during the shipment of JAWS for Windows 3.0. So to look at how to use these different software synthesizers and get a feel on how they work, we'll go to the JAWS window, and we will switch between the different synthesizers as we go. So I'm still running the DeckTalk Access 32 at the moment. I'll do an Insert J to move to the JAWS window.
JAWS.
Now, you may have a software synthesizer installed with your JAWS for Windows at this time, or you may not. You don't have to. You could be using your hardware synthesizer that you've had all along. You could have both hardware and software synthesizers running on your computer. If you do, you'll have these choices available to you if you install JAWS for Windows and chose multiple synthesizers. Otherwise, you may not have these options. So I'll go to the language menu with an Alt-L.
Alt-L, menu active, language, JAWS language submenu.
There are three choices here. The JAWS language is a choice that if you've got JAWS for Windows installed for multiple languages and you have the JAWS translations for those other languages, if you choose a choice under the JAWS language, it'll change the text available in your menus and things like that to appear in that different language. I'm currently installed for just English, and you probably are as well. Press down arrow.
Synthesizer language submenu.
Now, the synthesizer language deals primarily with that synthesizer that you're running. If it's a multilingual synthesizer, such as the Keynote, and you've got it installed for multiple languages, then you could theoretically go in and change the language the synthesizer speaks. So if you were primarily running in English, however, received some text in a foreign language of which your Keynote can speak, then you could go in here, switch to that language, and JAWS would send the information in the text out to the synthesizer, and the synthesizer would speak it in that language. So this can be very useful, especially at schools and things like that. I'll press down arrow.
Change synthesizer submenu.
Here's where I change my synthesizer. I'll press enter.
Enter. DeckTalk Access 32 software checked.
So I'm currently sitting on the DeckTalk Access 32 software on my list, and it said it was checked because that is the one I'm running. I'll press the down arrow.
Eloquence software synthesizer.
Press it again.
Keynote multimedia software.
So there are my other two choices that I've installed for. If I continue and press down arrow a third time,
DeckTalk Access 32 software checked.
I move back to the top of the list, so it just cycled through my three choices. Again, if you're only installed for one synthesizer, you're not going to have multiple choices here. Well, let's move down and first take a look at Eloquence.
Eloquence software synthesizer.
I'll press enter here.
Leaving menus. JAWS.
And The deck talk silences itself and releases the sound card, and Eloquent starts talking. They're both talking through the same sound card. The beauty of these software synthesizers is that if you have a couple of different machines you run, let's say a desktop at home or at the office, and then maybe you have a laptop as well, or maybe you go to school and you want to be able to run a screen reader in school on a particular computer, well, you don't have to take a hardware synthesizer with you. While externals could be easily disconnected from a computer and taken with you, there was always the chance of damaging it, and it was bulky carrying them around. Now, you just take your software synthesizer, which will be on diskette, install it into the computer, provided it has a sound card, and you can then use it as your synthesizer. Now, these will be supporting both Windows 95 and Windows NT. There'll be some information available for them that Hender Joyce will be providing, either with your release of the 3.0, your shipment, or we'll have some information to you that we can provide via email if you can write to us at info@hj.com. You can send an email message with a subject, software synthesizers, and we'll get information out to you on pricing and availability. We'll also have information on our worldwide webpage about these different options. Now, while I've got Eloquence loaded, I'm going to go ahead and pull up WordPad, type some text, and do some reading. We'll see how it works. I do a Control-Escape.
Control-Esc. Start menu. Program submenu.
Press Enter.
Enter. Accessories submenu.
And under Accessories, I'll find WordPad.
Enter. Game submenu. W. Document-WordPad. Edit. T. H R F space R F space A space T T space R F space J F double A F F space S S D space W O R D space P A D period enter. This is a test of JFW and WordPad. Home. This is a test of JFW and WordPad period.
That works pretty good. I'll do a say line one more time. Then I'm going to switch synthesizers back to the deck talk. And we'll try the same line then.
This is a test of JFW and WordPad.
Now I just switch back by jumping into the JAWS window, go to Language, change synthesizers, and then choose DeckTalk software.
JAWS. Alt L. Menu active. Let's see. Change synthesizer. DeckTalk software synthesizer.
Enter. Leaving menus. JAWS.
Now I'll Alt Tab back to WordPad.
Alt Tab. Document-WordPad.
And do
edit.
A say line.
This is a test of JFW and WordPad. Home, this is a test of JFW and WordPad period.
So they're both very responsive, and this gives you a couple of different options to choose from. Remember, you can still have a hardware synthesizer installed in your computer and use it with either JFW if it's a supported one, or use the hardware synthesizer with your DOS screen reader, and then use your software synthesizer with JAWS for Windows. So as in the earlier section, we talked about running a DOS window and not having JAWS for Windows speak and using a DOS screen reader instead, you could have that hardware synthesizer running with a DOS screen reader. And when you switch back to a Windows application, JAWS for Windows takes over with the sound card and a software solution. Now, I'll go back to the JAWS window and switch to the Keynote Multimedia. We'll take a look at that one as well. So I do an Alt-Tab to go back to JAWS.
Alt-Tab. JAWS. JAWS.
And go into the Language menu.
Alt-L. Menu active. Language. JAWS Language submenu.
Choose C for Change Synthesizer.
C. Change Synthesizer. DeckTalk Access 32 software checked.
And the Keynote Multimedia was the only choice in this submenu that began with K, so just pressing K will choose it.
Keynote Gold Multimedia Speech System. Leaving menus, JAWS.
And it loads up the Keynote Gold. And now I'll Alt-Tab back to the WordPad.
Alt-Tab, document-WordPad, document-WordPad, edit.
And do a say line.
This is a test of JFW and WordPad. Home, this is a test of J and WordPad, period.
Okay, so it, again, is very quick, too. I'll type in another line here.
Enter.
And get an example of how it sounds typing with characters.
I space M space N O dot space R U N N I N G T A E space K E Y N O T E space G O B B L B space. M-U-L-T-I space M-E-D-I-A space S-Y-N T-H-E-L-I-C-R space Dice H space F double space 330 enter. I am now running the Keynote Gold Multimedia Synthesizer with JFW 3.0. I am now running the Keynote Gold Multimedia.
Do a say word, a spell word.
M-E-D-I-A.
So it has all the functionality and again works quite well in comparison to other synthesizers. It is very responsive. We hope that this one is available very soon too. It is currently not shipping at the time of the initial release here of JAWS for Windows 3.0. By the time you're hearing this tape, it may be available. I'll go ahead and switch my synthesizer back to the DeckTalk Access 32.
Alt Tab JAWS. JAWS. Alt L menu active language. JAWS language submenu.
C for change.
C change synthesizer. DeckTalk Access 32 software.
And press enter.
Leaving menus. JAWS.
Okay, in this section and several of the next few sections, we're going to go over the different managers, utilities that come with JAWS for Windows 3.0. First one I'm going to cover is Dictionary Manager. And before I go in and actually demonstrate it, I'm going to take you back to the Help menu and show you a section where there's a written description of each one of these managers. And you may choose to read through those descriptions before you follow along with me. It might give you some insight into it as we're moving through them. Go to the JAWS window. I'm there now and do an Alt-H for help.
Alt-H. Menu active. Help. JFW Help Topics. F1.
Let's move down through this list of subjects under help.
Quick reference. What's new? Customizing JFW.
To customizing JFW. Press enter.
Enter. Leaving menus. JAWS. Customizing JAWS, Help Topics colon dialog, Contents page, Preview, Topic Introduction.
There are several topics listed here. I'm going to come down to find Dictionary Manager. I can press D to jump through the list.
D, Dictionary Manager.
And there it is. If you press Enter here.
Enter, Customizing JAWS, Dictionary Manager. You use Dictionary Manager to assign alternate spellings to words that your speech synthesizer mispronounces or attach phrases to acronyms. After adding a dictionary entry, you may choose to save the entry either for the current application or as a default.
I stopped speech there. You may want to let this read and just go through this information. Then join us again, and let's go through and add some rules to the Dictionary Manager. Now I've closed down my help system. You can use Alt-F4 to shut it down if you haven't done so already. And we're ready to take a look at the Dictionary Manager and do some rules. Let's start by moving to the WordPad application so we can type some text up on the screen. I'm going to go to the Start menu, choose Programs and Accessories, and in Accessories is WordPad.
Start menu, Programs submenu, Enter, Accessories sub, Enter, Games submenu, W, Leaving menus. Document-WordPad. Edit.
I'm going to just type in a couple of names here that get mispronounced by the synthesizer and then set up a dictionary rule. The first name I'm going to type in is Joey.
J-O-E-Y. Enter.
And then I'll type in Wakefield.
W-A-K-E-F-I-E-L-D. Enter.
Now I'll go back up to the top of the file with Control Home.
Top of file. Jai.
Jai. Doesn't get pronounced correctly by my synthesizer. To bring up the Dictionary Manager and make this rule, the keystroke was Insert D. So I find Insert on my numeric keypad, hold it down and press D.
Press Control plus Shift plus D to modify the default dictionary file. Otherwise changes will affect only the current application. WordPad.jdf-JAWS Dictionary Manager. Dialog. Add dot 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 button.
I'm just going to let this rule go into my WordPad dictionary file. I could put it in the default file, as it said, by pressing Control Shift plus D. That would load up a default dictionary file, so this rule will apply everywhere. We'll do that maybe on the next word. I landed on the Add dot 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 button, and that's what I want to do is add that word, so I press Enter.
Enter. Add dictionary definition dialog. Actual word edit. Jai.
So the actual word gets taken from the document right into the dictionary dialog box here and placed in actual word. JAWS is making the assumption that the word that you were last sitting on with your active cursor is probably the word you want to change, so it brings it in. I'll press Tab.
Tab. Replacement word edit.
Here I'm just going to type in the way I think the word should be pronounced.
J-O-E-E-Y.
And I'll do a say line to confirm that I've got it pronounced correctly.
Replacement word edit. Joey.
That sounds better. I'll just press Enter.
Enter. Dialogue. Add dot 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 button.
And I land right back in the dialog box on the add dot dot button. Now, you must save this change for it to take effect. If you Alt-F4 out of the Dictionary Manager now, it'll warn you that you haven't saved your changes and ask you if you want to. I'll save mine before I even exit. Just do a Control-S.
Control-S.
And then an Alt-F4.
Alt-F4. Document-WordPad. Edit.
And I land right back in WordPad. I'll do a say word now.
Joey.
Notice it pronounces it correctly. I'll spell this word.
J-O-E-Y.
Okay, it's still in context here in the WordPad. It's still spelled the same way, but now JAWS knows to pronounce, when it sees that word, pronounce it correctly for me. Let's move down to the next word.
Wakefield.
Wakefield.
K.
I'm sitting on the K of Wakefield instead of the W. I'll do an insert D now. We'll just go through the steps to make this one pronounced correctly, but we'll do it for the default file. So I do an insert D.
Wordpad.jdf-JAWS Dictionary Manager. Dialogue. Add dot 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 button.
And I do a Control Shift and the letter D to load up my default file.
Shift Control D.
If I read my window title now.
Title equals default.jdf-JAWS Dictionary Manager.
Notice
add
it,
dot dot dot.
Notice it loaded up the default JDF file. Press Enter.
Enter. Add Dictionary Definition Dialog. Actual Word Edit. Wakefield. Tab. Replacement Word Edit.
I'll just make it two words.
W-A-K-E space F-I-E-L-D.
And press Enter.
Enter. Dialog. Add dot 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 button.
This time I'll save it.
Control-S.
And Alt-F4.
Alt-F4. Document-WordPad. Edit.
And say word.
Wakefield.
It's that easy to go through and assign rules right into your dictionary files for application-specific or default files. You can also do these rules for phrases. As an example, perhaps you're reading a document and there's something in that document that occurs many times, and you, instead of having the whole phrase spoken, you'd rather just get an acronym spoken for it. Such as JAWS for Windows, let's say. We just want it to say JFW whenever it sees JAWS for Windows written out. Maybe it's an email address. Maybe there's some long email address that appears in your email messages, part of the header, and you just want to have that spoken as a very short phrase. Well, it's easy to do. Let's see how we do it. First of all, I'm back in WordPad here.
Title equals document-WordPad.
And I'll go to the bottom of the file.
Bottom of file, blank.
So I'm on a blank line. And I'm going to type in JAWS for Windows.
J-A-W-S space F-O-R space W-I-N-D-O-W-S. Enter. JAWS for Windows.
And I'm sitting on some part of the phrase here, JAWS for Windows. Go to the beginning of the line.
Home.
I want to select my phrase. I want to put a highlight on it. So I'll hold down Control Shift and press right arrow to select this a word at a time.
Select word, JAWS, select word, 4, select word, Windows.
And then I release Control Shift. Now, when it's highlighted and I go to the Dictionary Manager and then I go to the Add Dialog box, JAWS for Windows knows that I had something highlighted when I came into the Dictionary Manager, so it's going to make the assumption that it's a rule I'm setting up for the text that's been highlighted. Instead of in the previous examples where we just had our cursor sitting on one particular word and it wasn't highlighted, JAWS guesses that you just want to use the rule for that word. So we'll see how this works. I'll do an insert D for dictionary.
Wordpad.jdf-JAWS Dictionary Manager. Dialogue. Add dot 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 button.
And I'll press Enter on Add.
Enter. Add Dictionary Definition Dialogue. Actual Word Edit. JAWS for Windows.
And this time, it brought in all three words that have been highlighted. So that's exactly what I wanted. Otherwise, I'd just type right over it what I was trying to set up as the actual word. But this is what I want.
Tab. Replacement word edit.
So I go to replacement.
JFW.
Type in what I want. Press enter.
Enter. Dialog. Add dot 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 button.
Save the change with a Control S.
Control S.
And then get out with an Alt F4.
Alt F4. Document dash WordPad. Edit. JFW.
Now notice when we landed back in WordPad, it said JFW. Well, that's because the JAWS for Windows text that we had selected before we went to the Dictionary Manager is still highlighted. But now the rule has kicked in that says when you see JAWS for Windows, say JFW. So the rule actually just worked. Let's move up arrow.
Wakefield.
And come back down.
JFW.
So now JAWS for Windows is still there. However, it is being seen as just JFW or spoken as just JFW for me. So wherever it turns up in the text as I'm reading, it'll always just say JFW. This is the end of side one. Please fast forward the tape and flip it over.